Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday morning edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 19. And today's reading describes the city of Jerusalem and the land of Judah as it will be when the exiled people have returned home, obeying the laws of the Lord. Those who oppress them will be punished, and the people will enjoy prosperity. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is hope. So let's begin Isaiah chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. A day is coming when the people will sing this song in the land of Judah. Our city is strong. God himself defends its walls. Open the city gates and let the faithful nation enter, the nation whose people do what is right. You, Lord, give perfect peace to them who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. He will always protect us. He has humbled those who were proud. He destroyed the strong city they lived in and sent its walls crashing into the dust. Those who were oppressed walk over it now and trample it under their feet. Lord, you make the path smooth for good people. The road they travel is level. We follow your will and put our hope in you. You are all that we desire. At night, I long for you with all my heart. When you judge the earth and its people, they will all learn what justice is. Even though you are kind to the wicked, they never learn to do what is right. Even here, in a land of righteous people, they still do wrong. They refuse to recognize your greatness. Your enemies do not know that you will punish them, Lord. Put them to shame and let them suffer. Let them suffer the punishment you have prepared. Show them how much you love your people. You will give us prosperity, Lord. Everything that we achieve is the result of what you do. Lord, our God, we have been ruled by others, but you alone are our God. Now they are dead and will not live again. Their ghosts will not rise, for you have punished them and destroyed them. No one remembers them anymore. Lord, you have made our nation grow, enlarging its territory on every side, and this has brought you honor. You punished your people, Lord, and in anguish they prayed to you. You, Lord, have made us cry out as a woman in labor cries out in pain. We were in pain and agony, but we gave birth to nothing. We have won no victory for our land. We have accomplished nothing. Those of our people who have died will live again. Their bodies will come back to life. All those sleeping in their graves will wake up and sing for joy. As the sparkling dew refreshes the earth, so the Lord will revive those who have long been dead. And the key verse for today is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. You know, beloved, God's people do go through times of testing. There are times when we wander away from our loving Father, and he has to bring things to pass in our lives that will cause us to stop going down the wrong path, stop with the wrong desires in our heart, wrong priorities. And hopefully when he brings discipline, when he brings hardships into our paths, we wake up and see this is our loving God bringing us back to him. And so as we have learned, the Word of God tells us that that our God works all things to our good, to those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Even when we are living in error, he is still working things to our good. so that we will come back to Him and serve Him. Let's pray. Lord God, You are the giver of perfect peace, and I put my trust in You. Teach me to follow Your will. My hope is in You, and I thank and praise You for Your steadfast love and care. In Your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, this brings our Tuesday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we are reading Isaiah chapter 33, verses 17 through 24, where a restored and redeemed Jerusalem is described. Until Wednesday morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.